Chazal and Pirkei Avos list many different lists of numbers. And one of them is the 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the miracles Chazal lists in the 5th parak of Pirkei Avos, among the 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, is the idea of the Eish Tamid, the idea that the Mizbeach's fire was constantly burning, even though it would rain. The Mizbeach was outside, the copper Mizbeach where they offered karbanos of animals, and Menachos was outside, and despite the fact that there was a fire under the open sky, the rain was never able to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this mitzvah of adding that special fire on the Mizbeach in this week's parsha, Parshas Tzav, in mitzvah 132, and he writes, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's mitzvah saseh min haTorah, eish tamid tukar al haMizbeach, to add a fire on the Mizbeach. And the Sefer HaChinuch points out the obvious, this is not referring to the fire that they used to burn karbanos on. There's not a separate chiyuv to light that fire. That fire is a hechsher mitzvah to be able to have a fire to actually be maktir, the karbanos on that fire. There is a separate pyre, there is a separate ma'aracha, maybe even as many as three or four, based on the Mishnah Maseches Yuma. There's a separate fire just to have this mitzvah of eish tamid tukad al haMizbeach. What was the purpose of having this extra fire? It wasn't the fire that they would use to burn the karbanos. So what is this mitzvah of having a separate fire? And the Sefer HaChinuch discusses Misharshi HaMitzvah, that fire represents our passion, represents our motivation. And this idea of having a holy fire, just dedicated fire for the sake of fire, was to represent this idea of being mevarich, sanctifying our sense of motivation, giving us strength to be able to live our daily lives with a sense of chizuk, with a sense of purpose, with a sense of passion. Sefer HaChinuch points out, it's interesting that given that this was a miraculous fire, the fire, according to Chazal, came down from Shemayim, it originated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fire never went out. So what exactly is the mitzvah? Mitzvah is tamid every morning and every evening, ben arbayim, they would add two logs, they would add gizrei maracha, they would put on some logs to continue the fire burning, which didn't really need it. The fire was burning anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originated that fire. The rain wouldn't put out that fire. It would never go out. And they had to keep fueling that fire every single day. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, this is the idea of minimizing the effect of Nisim in this world. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who runs the world, who is causing the fire, who is fueling that fire. And yet there's a hishtadlus that we have to do to minimize Nisim, like the wind that blew before Kriyas Yamsuf, minimizing the miracle that took place the next day. As well, on the Mizbeach, we light this fire, we act as if it's something that we have to do to minimize the Nes. Applying his idea that this fire represents our idea of passion, our idea of motivation, our idea of living our daily lives with a sense of purpose, the idea is that there's so much we don't control. A lot of it's really determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to pretend as if it's not. We have to do our ishtadlis and fuel our fire as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one supplying the source of everything going on in our lives. And we have to minimize the neis and to increase our ishtadlis by fueling that fire every single day. So it's eish tamid to kad al mizbeach. Rav Chaim Velazhner spells out this idea so beautifully in Ruach Chaim and Pirkei Avos on this Mishnah. In Parakei, he writes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do a miracle and have this fire burning all the time, and we're looking to minimize the miracle, just make it not rain by the Beis HaMikdash. Why have us light this fire, pretend as if we're lighting this fire, having it pouring rain, so it's a miracle that it's still lasting, but then having us pretend like we're still lighting it. Want to minimize the miracle? Just have it not rain in this area. Just don't rain on Har HaBayis, and there's no need for the miracle of the fire not being put out by the rain. And Rav Chaim Velazhner writes an amazing lesson. He writes that a person can often feel, I can't learn Torah, I can't engage in Avodas Hashem, there's too many life circumstances that make it impossible. It's too busy, I'm too stressed, it's too expensive. How do I have time just to sit down with a sefer in the middle of a work day? Or to be after a long work day, after dealing with children, whatever a person is dealing with that makes life seem impossible, how can I just sit down and engage in Avodas Hashem? It doesn't seem real, it doesn't seem possible. Chaim Velazhner writes that rain represents Parnassa, and this fire represents Torah, that passion for Avodas Hashem. A person cannot blame life circumstances and say, you know, it's raining too hard, life is too stressful, all these storms of life pushing me this way and that way, I shouldn't bother trying at all. A person cannot, should not, blame life circumstances to the point of not trying at all and saying, I can't possibly accomplish this. The miracle of lighting the fire, which really isn't our fire anyway, but continuously fueling that fire, despite the rain that's coming down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, don't let life let you down. Don't let life situations discourage you from pursuing that which you know is the right passion of life. If you carve out that time, if you carve out that fire, despite whatever else is going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises in the Mikdash and in our own lives, will be zocha to have that fire of Torah and tefillah and mitzvos and ma'asim tovim and be mechazek each other, that will continue to burn despite all of life's circumstances, and that's the eish tamer we can do on the mizbech and every day of life.